The opinions expressed on this webmasterradio.fm program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of webmasterradio.fm. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of this program without the express written consent of webmasterradio.fm is prohibited.
Mobilizing your marketing efforts. Welcome to Mobile Presence. Discover the best practices for tracking and targeting mobile marketing. Our hosts will help you make the most out of the mobile web. Learn the latest in the world of mobile, web development, search, email marketing, text message marketing, and more. Leverage your mobile presence today. Now, prepare to get mobilized.
Hey, welcome to Mobile Presence on WebmasterRadio.fm. This is Kim Duszynski with Mobile Marketing Profits and my co-host,
Cindy Crown from Rank Mobile.
Great. And today we're talking with Andy Listigman, an attorney, about mobile marketing law. And we talked with you last week, and I was just fascinated with a lot of the great tips and information you were sharing. So thank you again for being back with us again.
Oh, my pleasure.
So I think one of the things that we wanted to really talk to you about was if you could give a lay of the land around how does a company, sort of get a mobile marketing campaign going, maybe specifically a text messaging campaign, up and running obviously this is not, specific legal advice, but some good general guidelines to follow in terms of opt-in and that sort of thing.
Sure. So we're talking about in the context then of an SMS message. You're going to need to get the express consent for an SMS message. Now, the sender that is going to be bearing the burden of proof that the consent was authorized. So you're going to need to be able to show that you've gotten it. Now, in order to have a sort of a one-time, if you're going to have a one-time type mailing, then, or there's not going to be a charge for it, then you only need one type of opt-in. But if you're going to have a premium type message or a continuing message, then you need to get a double opt-in. And that is a message from the consumer that they've given the consent, and then again a response. And you need to indicate to the consumer that they can stop sending it by also a toll-free way of doing it. Typically, it's sending the word stop. But you need some type of message, way to message it, so that consumers no longer receive it.
So now I have a question, because we have some people who are pretty new to mobile marketing. So can you explain the difference between a premium type of situation where you need a double opt-in and then just a regular one where you need a single opt-in?
Sure. The premium is where you have a charge associated with it. So if you're going to have, let's say it's 99 cents to receive a message or $9 to receive a variety of content, then you're going to need to get the double opt-in, and then you're going to need, and that's premium. Premium is when you have a charge beyond the standard messaging service charges.
Voting on American Idol, that would be a premium.
Yes, and that's typically it depends how it's set up, but typically, I don't recall off the top of my head if American Idol voting had a 99-cent charge, but a number of games and contests did have a charge associated with it. So that if it was a receipt of a message that was going to cost you money to get it, then you're going to need to get the opt-in.
In that situation, I'm kind of initiating the contact. They're saying on TV, text this to that to vote. And so where does the opt-in come in there? I've opted in, or I've done the first opt-in just by initiating the communication, right?
Right, but if you're going to be subscribing to something,
okay,
if you're going to be subscribing, so that is sending, getting, you should be sending basically a response that indicates. If you're going to have a premium, let's say if you're going to have a premium program, right? So you would send the initial SMS. What a marketer should do is send a responding or confirming SMS, if you will, saying here's our price and terms. And then in order to get the whatever the delivery is going to be, you have to get a confirming SMS from the recipient.
Okay.
So, Cindy, let's say you wanted to send me a message that you were going to get charged for. You would send me the initial SMS. My responsibility would be to send you back an SMS message that says, this is going to cost you 99 cents. Please enter a certain code to do it, and then you would send that back to me. That's a double opt-in. Now, mm-hmm. You only need that when you have a premium rate program or when you have a subscription service. You need to get basically the double opt-in, including the identification of the service. Where you have a premium service being a subscription service, the double opt-in should also include the identification of what the service is going to be and the billing interval.
Is a double opt-in required for continuing messages even if the messages are free? So if you're going to send a message every week, you should also have people agree to that they're going to get that message every week, even if it's not a premium?
I think it's certainly a good practice. It confirms what's being out there. If you're going to have standard rate, the obligation is just for a single opt-in. But if you're going to have, it's certainly a better practice, so you don't have issues potentially like you had in some of these class actions, that you've got people mm-hmm. who are confirming it. And you've got, because remember, the burden of proof is going to be on the sender. And so the more steps you have in place to confirm it, the better off you are going to be in terms of proving it.
Now, what if we have something going on like in the subway system and it says, text this to that to get a ringtone? That's not necessarily a subscription if the marketer doesn't want to keep sending them ringtones. It's just a one download ringtone. Does that count as a one-time subscription, or is that just a one-time thing and you only need the single opt-in?
But typically the reason why the marketer is going to give you the ringtone is because they're looking to have an established relationship with the business.
Well, right.
Person. and they're looking to monetize. They're looking to monetize that relationship down the road. And so I think the situation would naturally involve something that you're going to want to have a continuing relationship. And frankly, it's difficult for me to envision how you're going to have something that you signed up for to be able to prove express consent without getting essentially the confirming SMS in response.
Okay, good point. Okay. So let's talk a bit more about contests.
Sure.
Because that's huge in mobile marketing, is contests and voting and things like that. Are there are a lot more laws surrounding that kind of thing? Is that right? Because you have to deal with regular contest laws.
A number of laws out there that all really predate this channel by many, many years. And you've got a situation where you're trying to sometimes put a square peg into a round hole to figure out what's out there. And let's talk about what was one of the more popular type games that were out there and how businesses and consumers were looking to get involved with it. The reality type game shows, or the reincarnation, if you will, of game shows on prime time led to a number of contests that involved viewer participation. And one of them that was very popular was one relating to Deal or No Deal. And that's the show with Howie Mandel with the lucky case, and they had a situation in which you could play basically the lucky case game at home, and you would text to a certain number which case you thought it was going to be, and there were two ways to enter. You could either enter by texting, in which you would get charged 99 cents, or you could go online and enter for free. And they ran this. They were widely popular. The majority of people used the free online method of entry, but yet there was a number of lawsuits that were filed alleging that there was gambling being promoted here, that this was fostering gambling and therefore the conduct was illegal. And again, this was brought by plaintiff's attorneys, a series of cases brought in California and a case brought in Georgia.
And the premise there is they're paying to play. When they pay the 99 cents, then it's like putting money down on a poker table.
That's right. And in order to analyze it, and what we try to do in analyzing whether a sweepstakes, let's take a sweepstakes for example, is lawful, you have to do what's known as, or undergo through what's known as the lottery law analysis. And take a standard lottery. You go to lottery has three components: prize, chance, and consideration. Prize being the what you're going to win, chance being randomness, and consideration, which is a fancy legal term really for, it's usually the payment of money or some type of undue influence or undue exertion of energy or time. And if you think about it, when you go to the corner, you buy a lottery ticket, you give the clerk a dollar, that's your consideration. You get numbers that are randomly drawn through balls, and you have a chance of winning a prize. Now, a lottery is legal for a state to run, for a government to run, but it's illegal for an individual to run for a variety of reasons. And then you also have various laws that prohibit gambling. What you try to do in setting up a sweepstakes is you eliminate one of those three elements. So most sweepstakes you've seen would say, I'm sure you've all seen this, it says no purchase necessary to enter or win. And the reason why it says that, and the reason why there is a free method of entry that has the same chances of winning, is because they're trying to eliminate the consideration element. So you can you buy a soda and it has a game piece under the lid, or you could write in and get a game piece for free. Various ways to, so you can you buy a soda and it has a game piece under the lid, or you could write in and get a game piece for free. Various ways to, so you can you buy a soda and it has a game piece under the lid, or you could write in and get a game piece for free. Various ways to, so you can you buy a soda and it has a game piece under the lid, or you could write in and get a game piece for free. Various ways to, so you can you buy a soda and it has a game piece under the lid, or you could write in and get a game piece for free. Various ways to, so you can you buy a soda and it has a game piece under the lid, or you could write in and get a game piece for free. Various ways to, so you can you buy a soda and it has a game piece under the lid, or you could write in and get a game piece for free. Various ways to, so you can you buy a soda and it has a game piece under the lid, or you could write in and get a game piece for free. Various ways to, in which you would eliminate chance. In other words, it would be based purely on skill, and you'd have objective criteria and how skill was going to be determined. Or theoretically, you could have a prize that's non-monetary, but the equivalent of a leaderboard, sort of winning a fantasy, your name being on TV or the name being in the newspaper that you got it right. That also might avoid having the lottery law type provision. What happened in the case? And we'll talk about the California case that's going on, is you have a situation where you had people who could enter for free, right? You could go online and enter for free, or you could go online, you could go through your SMS and pay a dollar and get entered through your phone and get some type of content back. Now, the court, plaintiffs sued on that, saying that essentially they're promoting gambling. The trial court said, well, there's an issue here because you have some people who are paying to play, and we question whether or not that is going to be sufficient. In other words, the fact that you have an alternative method of entry that you could play for free, whether or not that's sufficient to defeat it. Now, interestingly, in the 900 number context, remember 900 numbers? In the 900 number context, there was a case that was brought in New York against MTV. This was back in the days, a long time ago, in the 90s, when MTV actually played videos. And they had a promotion, a 900-number promotion, and they also had a way you could enter it for free. And a very similar lawsuit was brought against MTV, and the court there found that, well, because certain people could, because people could play and win for free, this wasn't a situation where you have a lottery. Now, that being said, that was New York and looking at New Jersey law. In California, there's a real question whether or not a promotion in which you have a prize, which is distributed by chance, and you have two methods of entry, either you could play for free or you could pay to play, whether or not that's a lottery under California law. And they've asked the question to be, this is in the federal context, but they've asked that question be answered by the California state court. And it's to be determined whether or not they will answer it and what their answer will be. Now, I will say this, that there was a similar case brought against the same type of games, and I believe it was a deal or no deal, in Georgia. And in Georgia, it was brought in federal court, and the case, the question, sort of the same type of question we just asked, was certified to the Georgia Supreme Court. And the Georgia Supreme Court said, for purposes of the law that's done to enforce this type of provision, that the game would not violate what's known as the Key TAM Act. It does not violate the law in which funds had to be hanging in the balance because you already expended the money. So then, unfortunately for the defendants, that case is really limited to Georgia law. It was really a question of what does Georgia law mean on it, whereas the question in the California context is a different law in that it's looking at the lottery context, but I think has tremendous implications for marketers in this area. And you have, this was not the only, it wasn't just brought against Deal or No Deal, it was brought against American Idol, a show called One Versus 100, Hell's Kitchen, The Apprentice. They've sued the carriers, they sued the production companies, they sued everybody. And it's had a chilling effect on what I think was a very exciting way to watch the shows, in which people were very clearly given the opportunity to enter for free, demonstrated by the fact that the majority of people, the large majority of people, entered for free. So,
right.
It can be determined, but
it's really
had a very significant chilling effect on game promotions, on mobile game promotions.
Okay, so Andy, I think we're going to take it to commercial really quick, and then we'll be back and we'll finish up talking about this because it's really interesting talking about games and mobile marketing and how we can keep our campaign legal and not get into trouble. So we'll be right back after this short commercial break. You're listening to Mobile Presence on webmasterradio.fm.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
Do you consider yourself a super affiliate?
Then listen up. One of the most trusted names in affiliate marketing since 2003, XY7.com, has now launched XY7Elite.com, a private, invitation-only affiliate program run by super affiliates for super affiliates. Enjoy private, tested offers, weekly deposits right to your bank account or XY7 debit card, XY7 VIP concierge service, limousine transportation to and from major industry events, and the status of being one of the elite publishers. XY7 Elite is not for everyone, as you need to be accepted and maintain volume requirements. Think you've got what it takes to be elite? Go to www.xy7elite.com or call 702-216-4000. 702-216-4000.
Looking for a new way to build backlinks and traffic back to your website? Then look no further than the quickest and easiest way to blast your article to thousands of subscribers at the click of a mouse. Introducing ArticleSender.com, the world's premier article distribution service. With ArticleSender.com, you can submit your prize-winning piece to thousands of promising publishers and article directories craving for fresh content. ArticleSender.com also provides premium services so that your article is SEO ready. Plus, we provide express editorial final review for rush delivery of your submissions within 24 to 48 hours. Article distribution at its easiest. One form, one click, thousands of results. Get your free account today at articlesender.com. That's article, S-E-N-D-E-R.com.
Hey, have you got the number for Jerry's Pizza?
Look it up on localpages.com.
Localpages.com. Well, what if I wanted a business number in Miami?
Localpages.com.
Can people find your business online? Be seen with localpages.com on every local listing in all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, MSN, and Ask. With over 6 billion quality searches a month and bids starting as low as 1 cent, get connected with local consumers at the exact moment that they're looking for you.
San Francisco, Green Bay, London.
I told you, localpages.com.
List your business on localpages.com now and get $100 in free local advertising. LocalPages.com, bringing your neighborhood to you.
PPC Rockstars will take you to the promised land of PPC profit. Live broadcast Mondays at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the advertising channel. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Mobilizing your marketing efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence on WebmasterRadio.fm. Here are your hosts.
Welcome back. This is WebmasterRadio.fm. You're listening to Mobile Presence, and we're talking with Andy Lissigman about mobile marketing law. So you were just saying that pretty much all these game shows got themselves in pretty hot water, and we were going to talk about making sure how we don't do that ourselves.
Right, and I think there's really two lessons right now, or two things that you can look at doing in terms of operating a game, or maybe there's really three things. One, you need to look at, is this the type of promotion that could be done as a lawful skill contest? And what I mean by that is, when we were doing the lottery law analysis, most states, not all, but most states allow you to have a game in which true skill judged by objective criteria and not having an element of chance determines whether or not you win. So if you're the marketer or your client insists on having a premium type message campaign, ones that you're there has a paid element, then you need to look at, is this something that we can do in a skill contest type format, and also mm-hmm. recognizing that we can't do it in every state and we really need to eliminate all chance. The second area that you could potentially do, and this is one that Deal or No Deal has picked up on, is to eliminate prize. Now you'd say, who on earth would enter a contest that you don't win anything? Now, there are different ways to judge winning, and the way the current game is, or at least the most recent game that was on Deal or No Deal had, there was you could basically pay to play a game called Beat the Banker. And you're gonna for your SMS game, you get for your premium SMS message, you would get a game of value having the same value of your message. And if you won the contest, you wouldn't win any money, you wouldn't win a T-shirt, but you would get your name on a leaderboard on television. And that may have merit for some people. It may be limited to the television type world, but maybe not. People like to see their names out there and associated with some type of skill. So creativity is very important in terms of trying to come up with a method that allows for it. And the third is really to see if there's a way that you can run a standard messaging campaign contest where you're not having a premium component that for some reason somehow is going to work from your marketing. Maybe it's brand awareness that you're trying to generate, but in the context of where you just have standard messaging rates, those cases have there has not been cases brought against marketers who are running games where there's just standard messaging rates applying. I would still in that area have a free online method of entry, but they have not generated scrutiny at this point.
But I think the bottom line here is if you're going to do any sort of a contest or a sweepstakes or anything like that, you really should get legal advice. There's just so much at stake here.
And it seems like there aren't a lot of lawyers out there that are doing this. Andy, do you have a lot of competition?
I'm proud to say that we are the only boutique. We're one of the few boutique firms out there in this area. Some of the larger firms have attorneys who certainly are doing this, but in the boutique context, we're one of the few.
Yeah, I think I may have some business to bring you.
Great, bring it on.
Yeah, well, okay, but this whole American Idol and the TV stuff brings up an interesting question for me, and that is, what are the laws surrounding marketing and engaging children with mobile marketing?
Good question.
It is a good question, and you have to, I think it starts in part by looking at, again, this becomes a state issue, and that is, what is the legal age to contract in a number of states? Some states it's 16, and other states it's 18. Your safest bet is if you're going to get involved in mobile commerce, is you need to get parental consent for persons under 18. That's going to be your safest way. So you've got to involve the parent in it. The most dangerous world is when you're dealing with the under 13 context, and that because of the Children's Online Privacy and Protection Act, or COPPA, prohibits collecting data online from children under 13. And that's where companies are getting hit and getting hit hard for violations. So if you have some type of mobile platform that is collecting data from children under 13 or has the tendency, and what do I mean by that is, in law school we talk about sort of the attractive nuisance, right? The swimming pool without a fence around it, something that might generate interest of children. You need to anticipate that children are going to be entering, and you need to take steps to try to avoid capturing data from children, and that involves things like asking for date of birth, and not just saying the worst thing I think you can do is say, are you over 30? Well, that's not the worst thing. The worst thing you can do is to get the date and find out that the person is under 13 but still collect it anyway. And that's what happened to BMG. They had some user-generated content, social networking sites, and they said, we're not collecting from people under 13. They collected date of birth and, for whatever reason, continued to collect it even after the person indicated they were under 13. But assuming that's the worst you can do. The second worst, though, is to... I'm sorry?
Oh, nothing.
The second worst thing I think you can do is to basically say, are you over 13, and have just a checkbox. Well, my children are still young. They haven't lied yet, but children may lie, and they might lie about their age. Not that that it's probably shocking to you.
Yeah. Well, my daughter's 12 and a half, and I could very easily see her rounding up in her mind, you know. Yeah, close enough.
And same thing with my daughter. What you want to do is you want to do something like getting the year and asking them for the year. And if you are collecting information about someone, you should have a link to your privacy policy, so which explains the use and why you're doing it. And at the same time, you should have a mechanism in which some type of cookie is dropped, in which you're able to identify the machine as being from someone that is under 13, should they put in proper information.
Terrific.
So assuming you're in between that, if you're under 18, the safest route is to get parental consent from the contracting.
Well, we're going to take one more quick break here. This is Mobile Presence on webmasterradio.fm. We'll be right back.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
Your company's website sucks.
You know it. Everybody knows it.
So get a to-do list to fix it.
On Target, a subscription service from Future Now and Brian Eisenberg, monitors your website 24/7.
Analyzing the actions of every potential customer.
It gives you a to-do list. It tells you exactly what to fix and how to fix it.
So that more of your visitors do
what you need them to do.
On Target pricing starts at $1,000 a month.
See more at FutureNowInc.com/OnTarget.
FriendFinder.
FriendFinder.
The world's largest online dating network.
Featuring over 100 million profiles.
At hot sites such as Passion.com and FastCupid.com. Represents enormous profit-making opportunities for webmasters just like you. With FriendFinder's ability to geo-target and provide billing solutions in most languages and currencies, you are sure to find our comprehensive network to be a good friend
to your wallet. Get more traffic-maximizing details now
at FriendFinder.com.
How do you choose the right affiliate network to partner with? The answer is simple. MarketHealth.com, where health and wealth connect. Established in 1998, the MarketHealth.com affiliate network allows you to market and promote the world's leading health and beauty offers on the net. Start making recurring income and the highest payouts in our industry. Choose from over 50 of the hottest selling offers ranging from herbal supplements, skincare, vitamins, beauty products, weight loss, and much more. Sign up for free at MarketHealth.com and start making money today. Please hold while we connect you to one of the most sought-after experts in SEO, analytics, and web development. Office hours with Vanessa Fox, Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the Search Engine Optimization channel, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Mobilizing your marketing efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence on WebmasterRadio.fm. Here are your hosts.
Okay, thanks for listening. Again, this is WebmasterRadio.fm Mobile Presence Show, and this is Kim Duszynski with my co-host Cindy Crum. And
Hi.
We've got time for one more question or one more solid point. So maybe, Andy, what would you say would be a good, you know, wrap-up, you know, comment around mobile marketing and the law and staying out of hot water?
Sure. I think when you're looking at a campaign, a regular commerce campaign, you've got to be very clear in terms of putting your price and terms near the submit key, and recognizing that you have limited screen space to work with. You need to make sure that your price and terms are near their submit key. This is particularly true when you're dealing with a situation where someone's not giving a credit card out, but that they're getting automatically billed to their phone. Because this is going to be a question of proof as to whether or not the consumer understood that their phone was going to get deducted, that the charge was going to get deducted from their prepaid balance, or if it's going to appear on their phone bill. We want to make it very, very clear. You also want to make sure that you're doing something that you can demonstrate that the person has given assent. In other words, don't use a pre-checked box. Make the consumer check a box that they're agreeing to certain things. And be very careful with the use of the term free. I know it's the most powerful word in marketing, but if there are limitations on what makes something free, you need to disclose that. And if that means you're just paying shipping and handling, you still got to make sure you say what the shipping and handling is going to be. So be careful with the use of the word free, and if there are any limitations, make sure that you give them to consumers before they're giving their consent. And then I think lastly, I would urge any marketer that you need to be proactive in investigating and responding to consumer complaints. Regulators and the like look for trends from consumer complaints, and they look to see whether or not a business is on top of them. And so you want to try to look at, people are going to complain about anything. So an isolated complaint isn't the same thing as if you see a growing trend where a significant number of people or a growing number of people are having the same type of complaint to you in terms of anything, whether it be systems or not understanding something. Investigate, and if you need to make changes, make changes. Regulators like to see that businesses on their own have been proactive, and it impresses them that they've done something without waiting for the government to get involved. So I think those are the things I would keep in, additional things I would keep in mind.
Terrific. So would you give your website out? I imagine that there's quite a few folks who've been listening in to this week and last week's show and wanting to make sure that they could get in contact with you if necessary.
That'd be great. Our firm is Lustigman Firm. You can find it by Lustigman Firm, or the easy way is lfirm.com, lfirm.com. If you have questions with respect to sweepstakes, we also have the URL sweepstakeslaw.com, and there's a lot of great information about running a sweepstakes campaign and a lot of good articles there. And we also have the blog advertisinglawblog.com. And we have a newsletter that you're free to sign up for, no charge or anything, a quarterly newsletter, and you can find information about that on our website and also our contact information. And if you want to email me, it's andy@lfirm.com, L-F-I-R-M.com.
Great. I love
Fantastic.
That.
Fantastic.
That's great. I love having that easy to spell URL. That's great.
With a name like Lustigman, you got to come up with something else.
Yeah, I should get D something, I'm sure, myself. Well, thank you so much for being our guest on the show. We really appreciate all the advice that you gave and really great, solid information. Thanks again for being on Mobile Presence on webmasterradio.fm.
Andy, I think we'll want to have you back. If you've had a good time with us today, we'd love to have you back.
Super. Sounds great. Well, thanks, guys, very much. Thank you, Cindy. Thank you, Kim.
Thank you very much. So thanks for listening, everyone. This is Kim Duszynski with Mobile Marketing Profits and Cindy Crum with Rank Mobile, and we are Mobile Presence on webmasterradio.fm.
A soda, and it has a game piece under the lid, or you could write in and get a game piece for free. Various ways to, so you can you buy a soda, and it has a game piece under the lid, or you could write in and get a game piece for free. Various ways to, so you can you buy a soda, and it has a game piece under the lid, or you could write in and get a game piece for free. Various ways to, so you can you buy a soda and it has a game piece under the lid, or you could write in and get a game piece for free. Various ways to, so you can you buy a soda and it has a game piece under the lid, or you could write in and get a game piece for free. Various ways to, so you can you buy a soda and it has a game piece under the lid, or you could write in and get a game piece for free. Various ways to, so you can you buy a soda and it has a game piece under the lid, or you could write in and get a game piece for free. Various ways to, so you can you buy a soda and it has a game piece under the lid, or you could write in and get a game piece for free. Various ways to, so you can you buy a soda and it has a game piece under the lid, or you could write in and get a game piece for free. Various ways to, so you can you buy a soda and it has a game piece under the lid, or you could write in and get a game piece for free. Various ways to, so you can you buy a soda and it has a game piece under the lid, or you could write in and get a game piece for free. Various ways to, so you can you buy a soda and it has a game piece under the lid, or you could write in and get a game piece for free. Various ways to, so you can you buy a soda and it has a game piece under the lid, or you could write in and get a game piece for free. Various ways to, so you can you buy a soda and it has a game piece under the lid, or you could write in and get a game piece for free. Various ways to,